He had only, as far as we know, met Jesus one time. Once. And now he's about to go out to the Decapolis on a 10-city speaking tour for Jesus that he's met one time. Verse 19 again, he says he doesn't permit him to speak, to stay with him, but go home to your friends. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and that he's had mercy on you. And he went away and he began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. Jesus sends him home to tell his friends what he has done for him. This man doesn't stop there. So I can't stay home. I can't just share this in my house alone. And I can't imagine his decision to say, you know what, I haven't been home for so long. Haven't been right and healed and in this state. I can't even remember. But I'm not going to stay here. I have to go tell everyone how much the Lord has done for me. So he goes and he preaches to the 10 towns around them. Now, perhaps you have not yet planned your 10-city tour. I haven't. What about those around you? Have you told your friends how much the Lord has done for you? Seriously. Well, that's weird, Jeremy, right? That's very strange today. You know what is more weird is being rescued by Jesus and never telling anyone. That's weird. If other people are going to believe that they can be rescued from sin and they find themselves drowning in it, then we need to speak of our own deliverance, of our own rescue. So this man who has been delivered speaks. He has a story that people are not going to believe. You will not believe this, he says. You know, I spent a lot of time working on classes and lessons, and when I read this account, I thought to myself, if I was this man, if Jesus had just sent me to go home, and I decided I'm going to go speak not just to my home, but to 10 cities around me. I don't have a speaking engagement. I don't have an appointment. I don't have a place to speak. I'm just going to show up and speak because I can't stay home. It's like the book of Acts where they said, I just can't help but speak what we've seen and heard. If I was this man, what would I say? So we're going to spend some time tonight. We're going to look at several things that I believe and I would think from looking at the text that we've just read, what he would say. What he would tell other people, this is what happened to me. And as he's been commanded by Jesus to go and talk about all the Lord has done. And he's going to spell that out in a lot of detail. Number one, I believe he would say this. I would believe he would say that Jesus restored his control. This man had no control over himself. He's being controlled. And he's being used by Satan. Satan does not allow anyone to get close to him or have control over him. They tried. And he breaks these chains over and over again. So because of his condition, Satan keeps him away from others who wanted to help him, who were trying to contain him. And that's one way Satan controls people. People, he says, I want to make people unapproachable. We purposely keep people away from us sometimes. People purposely stay away from us sometimes. And maybe that means you've become bitter over something that someone did and you don't want people around you anymore. You keep a distance from people. Maybe you've been let down or hurt and now you no longer trust people. So you keep them farther away and Satan is using that. Maybe you've been hurt by someone else, and Satan wants you to keep it that way. Just stay hurt by that person and keep them farther away. Don't fix it. Live with it. These things now control you, and Satan is using them. And Jesus gives him back control. He makes him approachable again. And he gives him the choice to once again let people come into his life in a way that he didn't have before, in a way that we all need as well. Jesus restores his control. I think you would say that Jesus restored his home. In verse 3 says, he could say, I lived among the tombs. But Jesus told me, go home to your friends. Some of our homes need to be handed over to God. They're not a place that submit to Jesus as Lord. They're a place where individuals are in charge of themselves. And he's living in a place that's not home. Among the tombs. It was where he lived. It's not home. He was alone. His demons had isolated him. And some of ours do that to us as well. And some of us live around people and live in a home, but we're really living in tombs, in a dead place. And Jesus restores his home. I think you would say that Jesus restored his strength over Satan. The end of verse 3 says, no one could bind me anymore, not even with a chain, for I had often been bound with shackles and chains, but I wrenched the chains apart. I broke the shackles in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue me. Can you imagine this man's story? We often think that we have the strength to handle sin, that we're fine, we're powerful, we appear in control. But actually, this false strength is being supplied by Satan. And he wants us to believe we're powerful enough without God. Think about how this man must have felt, ripping chains apart all the time. Nice try. Good job. You can't contain me. I don't need God. Look how powerful I am. Until God shows up. And he lands on the shore of our lives. Maybe he comes through the life of a godly person into your life. And maybe it's through his word that's being spoken. And the real power is seen. And here's what you see. Satan cowering and begging before the power of God. Jesus restores his strength. I think he would say that Jesus restores his mind. Verse 5, he says, night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, I was always crying out. I was cutting myself with stones. This man has clearly been tormented by his thoughts to the point of hurting himself. This is not the description of a man in his right mind. He lived with no peace, no security, no rest from the torment and pain, night, days, crying out, he's cutting himself. The demons who possessed him had no concern for his physical or mental health. They didn't care. Satan doesn't care. All he cares about is you stay away from God. God cares. And he's the gentle healer. He wants us to not just be okay. He wants us to live and have the mind of Christ. I think Jesus restores his mind. I think you would say that Jesus restored his relationships. He says to him, go home to your friends. This is not something this man had been able to do until this day. The people around him, it says in the story, begin to tell him what had happened, what he had done, and what took place with Jesus. People talking to him. They're no longer afraid of him. They're approaching him. They're including him. And when we allow Jesus to work on us, when we start breaking down these things that Satan has put around us, that controls us, we remove things in our life that shouldn't be there, and we let God do that work with us. We open the door again to restore our relationships with those around us. And Jesus restores his relationships. I think you would say this, that Jesus restored his reputation. In verse 20, he says, this man may have said, I went away. I began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for me. this is no longer the man that everyone knew. I'm sure it's not something you say, hey, have you heard about that man? The demon possessed man. He's breaking chains. He lives in the tombs. I'm sure they've heard about this man in the area. Maybe they've seen him. Maybe in trade and travel, they passed through there. And then he shows up in your town, sane, clothed in his right mind. He's no longer naked and sane. This is the guy. He's here. That's him. That looks like him. But he doesn't act like he's talking. What they remember him to be now is not who he was. We don't often let Jesus help us because we are so worried about what will my reputation be. They will know what I did. But don't forget, they will also know what you have become because of the grace of God. They will know what God is capable of. They will know that God is in control. They will not see just your mistakes. Instead, they will see what God is able to make out of them. And they're going to want the same thing. Jesus restores his reputation. I think they will say, if he showed up, that Jesus restores his purpose. He says, go home to your friends. Tell them how much the Lord has done, how he's had mercy on you. And I went away, I began to proclaim all that Jesus had done for me. What was this man doing before? What was his purpose? He had nothing more than being used by a tool for Satan for his own purpose. But Jesus shows up. He doesn't just restore him physically. He restores his purpose. He gives him something very important to do in life. He says, I want you to participate in this. Go home and speak. Share what you know about me. He doesn't know but one thing. Jesus has power over Satan. Do we know that and we don't share that? Jesus wants to do the same thing with us. Before Christ, we are living for ourselves. What is our purpose? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, after he talks about our salvation coming through grace, he says in verse 10 that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He says, before your salvation, God's already prepared work for you to do. Now I want you to walk in it. You know, we think, what are we supposed to do after baptism? We've got things. God's already prepared it, and he wants you to participate in it and walk in it. Your work may be different than my work, but God has prepared work for each of us to do, just like he has for this man. I think he would say that Jesus definitely restored his peace. I wonder what this man's life was like after this point. What did he do after he returned home from preaching in these 10 cities about what Jesus had done for him? I wonder if he lived the rest of his life thinking about this one day. I think he had a great sense of peace. I think he had been restored. And peace doesn't mean that everything will be okay and that you have no problems. It means that in the storms of life that you are grounded knowing who is in control. I think that he knows Jesus is always in charge of the storm. And Jesus restores his peace. I also think that he never stopped telling people about what Jesus had done for him. Jesus literally saved his life. Jesus is the only one who could have done that. He's the only one that can and still does that. None of us are able to save ourselves, and Jesus' message is the same to him as it was to us. Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. and how he has had mercy on you. But don't stop there. Don't stop at home. Keep sharing. Tonight, I hope you learned something from a demon-possessed man on a tent city tour. This man experienced the control and the power of God. I hope that you have as well. If you have not done that tonight, and if you need that experience in your life so you can begin to talk about and know firsthand, like he did, what God is able to do in your life, we can help you tonight in any way. You need to respond. The invitation is yours as we come and stand.